AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel says the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Navy chief has been killed in a strike along with other senior naval commanders in a strike overnight. Israel's defense minister says Iran's Alireza Tangsiri was responsible for bombing operations that have blocked ships from crossing the Strait of Hormuz. He says the strike should serve as a clear message to top Iranian military officials that the Israeli military would hunt them down. Iran did not immediately acknowledge Tangsiri's killing. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council says Iran is charging fees for ships to safely transit the Strait of Hormuz. Jassem Mohammed al-Badawi is the first top official to accuse Iran of charging for safe passage through the strait, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which 20% of all natural gas and oil once passed. In other news, President Trump is trying to rally the GOP on the heels of a recent election loss. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
At Wednesday night's annual fundraising dinner of the National Republican Congressional Committee, President Donald Trump worked to rally the GOP. Following Tuesday's Republican loss in a Florida special election in Trump's own backyard of Palm Springs.
From now until November, we're going to fight. And I'm going to personally campaign for every one of you. We're going to go to win in midterms. We're going to have even bigger majorities in the House and the Senate than we have today.
And Trump acknowledged the impact of the Iran war on the U.S. economy, but said that Iran with a nuclear weapon was a cancer, and quote, we've cut it out, end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. The U.S. agency that provides health care to Native Americans has a facilities problem.
Many Indian Health Service clinics and hospitals are aging and dilapidated, and the agency is still working off a replacement priority list from 1993. In February, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. pledged $1 billion toward the 7 projects remaining on that list, but said it would take $8 billion to complete them. Meanwhile, the IHS patient population is growing. Geralyn Church is CEO of the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board. She says the IHS hospital in Rapid City, South Dakota, was on that 1993 list until it finally got replaced 3 years ago.
We are already outgrowing this facility.
Church says that's a sign the IHS is lagging far behind Indian country's healthcare needs. I'm Savannah Peters.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.